Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Buddy, we've got a lot going on today.
Our new thermometer.
Our new thermometer actually moved.
It moved.
Yep. Woo-hoo. I mean, yeah, in the last 30 seconds, it actually moved.
Yep, it worked.
So, apparently, I did something right.
Well.
Oh, well.
You know, don't be quick to have judgment on that.
But. Well, there's no wind, so it's still standing up.
Opening night of football tonight.
It is, my man. All right. Around the area, there were some opening games last night.
Yep.
So.
So I love it this time of year. Like I said earlier on the air, though, I always worry about lightning coming in like the first couple of nights. I think we're going to be fine tonight, but those things of late night delays and things like that. And
hopefully that's all done.
I hope we're past that.
I do. I hope that's all done. So anyway,
football is very enjoyable when the weather's enjoyable.
Very much.
For me.
Yep.
But then about week 8 or 9, Phil's starting to think, ooh, maybe it's time to move inside.
I love football. Colder the better.
Well, you're moving around though when you're reffing. So
well, thank you.
No, I think anyway. But it's true, and the same thing for fans, that don't sit in the bleachers. If you're moving, it isn't that bad.
Right. Yep.
But when you're sitting like a slug, like me, for 3 hours, it gets a little cool.
A slug.
Yep.
Again, we have no pens, Phil. What do you do? Can I borrow one?
We have two pens.
Okay. Well, I'm just making.
The others walked. You know, people keep donating pens,
and we appreciate it.
And some of them don't work.
Kind of like my voice, like Nancy said. Nancy's never going to live this down.
You know, that's all right, Hank. Just get over it. You know, you've got
feelings are hurt.
You got critics out there.
I tell you what, I have, instead of singing, Phil, I've went to the basement at WRCO and started working on our, inventions.
This could be a big break for us.
I seen it yesterday. You seen it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday, as I was installing the weather station that's halfway working, I come along a box, and I said, you know what? They've got to be something with the box.
Uh-huh, right.
So I went down to the basement and started to work. And Phil, you have got to see whatever I have invented.
First of all, I didn't know we had a basement, so that's good. And then second of all,
you don't know about
your secret laboratory?
Yep. But so, I have invented a cardboard cell phone case.
Oh, that's awesome. Look at that.
Yeah, with the WRCO emblem.
Boy, that looks really classy.
And you saw me wear it yesterday.
It looks good. And you got the belt loop?
Yes.
You can put your belt through the back of it?
And here's the thing.
Oh,
right
nice.
Now, okay, this is a friendly eco. Why spend money on a case when you can just upcycle your last Amazon delivery? Mm-hmm. The planet thanks you. I mean, customizable, Phil. It's not just a cell phone case. It's a blank canvas.
Oh.
Draw, doodle, or slap some stickers on it. No one will have the same case as you, Phil.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's affordable.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing it is.
Why show a high-end case when cardboard gives you the artistic, rustic feel? It's like a farmer's market of cell phone cases.
Wow. Interesting.
And right now, if you purchase this cell phone case for a negative $399, we're going to throw in a 40-inch of Baylor twine.
Oh, wow.
So, and then this case is so customizable.
That's awesome.
Phil, a woman can take the Baylor twine and wrap it around her neck where she feels fashionable instead of having to, because she can't wear it on her belt. They don't.
Oh, okay. Like wear it as a necklace.
Yes.
Ah.
I mean, guaranteed. Ah. Guaranteed case, Phil.
I know you're always trying to sell something, so.
Right here. I mean, this right here is a customizable case.
Good luck with that.
Security features, Phil. One more good one. No one's going to steal a phone in a cardboard case. It's the ultimate anti-theft device.
Oh, you never know. Let's take time out to hear more here about that.
Introducing the EcoShield Cardboard Phone Case, a sustainable and eco-friendly way to protect your phone. Made from 100% recyclable cardboard, this case offers lightweight protection for your phone while reducing your carbon footprint. Please note, however, this case is intended for light use only and may not provide the same level of durability or water resistance as traditional phone cases. Avoid exposure to moisture and heavy impacts to maintain the integrity of the case. Perfect for those who prioritize sustainability in their everyday choices. This cell phone case is not guaranteed to be waterproof or water resistant. While it may provide some protection against light splashes or brief exposure to moisture, it is not designed to protect your device from full submersion or...
Wow.
Wow.
There were some disclaimers. Well,
hey, I don't think you said it may cause paper cuts, too.
Oh, that's something. You're always selling something here.
Yeah, yeah, right now. Yeah. So don't forget about the free 40-inch baler twine.
That's, yeah. Well, you know what? If you don't bale hay anymore, every once in a while I need to fix something. I don't have baler twine. Yeah. So there
this
you
is
go.
Perfect for like a Rachel Jelinek.
Oh.
You know, that likes to stick their phones
that's a good
under
idea.
Mowers and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, this is a perfect, perfect case.
Wow. Man, you never cease to amaze me with your inventions here. Where do you find the time? Oh, well.
We'll try to photograph this and send some pictures to our friend Adam and let him post them on the website.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know that anybody would steal that. But, you know, I thought that, you know, years ago I had like one of the world's oldest cell phones because I was always slow.
Yes, you were.
You know, and so I'm thinking, well, you know, but I just leave it in my car. Nobody would ever steal that phone. And then somebody told, no. Some of the bad people like those phones because those didn't have like a GPS tracking system on them. So those were desirable by some of the undesirables, I guess.
So kind of like the fill in these flip phone scoreboard.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
I think your phone would get lost in there.
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
So, exactly. But, you know, it's great. It's a great conversation piece. I mean, an extreme drop protection for
uh-huh. It's amazing, Hank.
I'm going to leave this here with you and... just remind folks, since we've wasted that time on nothing, like we always do, Phil, coin boil tomorrow at Willow Valley Methodist Church.
Yep, that's going on.
Yep, Autumn Fest all over. Loganville, Blue River. Aren't there one more somewhere?
Gotham has a big day event in the park tomorrow.
Yeah, a big day in the park tomorrow.
Yes.
So there's all kind of stuff to do tomorrow.
Every which way you turn.
Yeah, I'm going to go get... I probably might go visit the United Methodist Church coin barrel early.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Today is actually Buttered Corn Day nationally, but you can keep celebrating it all weekend.
And today is National Hug Your Sweetheart Day.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I don't know where Joanne is, but...
She's hiding,
I think. Will you take her spot?
Huh? No, that's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
Don't forget to hug June when you get home.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I don't know if she'll be accepting. There's no telling what you'll do today to...
Well, she gives out a lot of hugs during the day to the little people.
So
and she's usually hugged out by the time
her
day ends.
Her meter's down.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever get hugs like on Saturday and Sunday, or is she recoup?
I think she's recouping.
Yes, So she should be happy today. Right. The Bears actually won a game.
Yeah, the Bears did.
Yeah, but Brewers didn't.
I can hug myself almost.
Yeah, almost. You know,
almost do it. Yeah. So that's how I got in trouble.
That's not a good sight.
That's what I got in trouble with Kukinek the first day of school back in the day.
Really? Please do tell.
He told us to line up, and I was lined up, but I was pretending, you know, hugging.
Oh, boy.
Hugging
that's how myself. You met that, Mr.
That's
Gukinek?
That's how I met Gukinek.
Oh, yeah. My. Yeah, yeah. No wonder he has problems today.
I stood in the corner the rest of the hour.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
How young were you?
Sixth grade. Yeah.
Old enough
to know better.
Did you ever, you know, speaking of standing in corners or chalkboard, I was very lucky and had a very... teacher that didn't understand me. So I always spent a lot of time on the chalkboard.
She didn't understand your speech or she didn't understand your actions?
But both.
Okay.
So she would draw a white circle on the chalkboard.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I would have to put my nose.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Yep.
So, and if your nose, again, she would color the circle white, and if your nose moved out of that circle, you were in trouble. I did that quite often.
Yeah. I don't know that they can do that anymore.
Stunted my growth, Phil. That's what I...
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I noticed your brothers are taller than you, aren't they?
No, one of them.
One of them is.
Yeah. My older brother is a small person.
Oh.
Well, that's what we call it. Randall, he, 5'6", maybe 5'7"?
Oh, okay.
And we give him a bad time for shopping at Baby Gap all the time.
You just tower over him.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. I wouldn't want to get in a tussle with him either.
Right.
No. Or Russell. I'm probably the weakest one of the bunch.
So don't tussle with Russell?
Don't tussle with Russell or Randall. And the biggest one you don't tussle with is my mom.
I would say.
Do not mess with my mother.
Or your pa.
I think I take my pa.
You think you can?
I may be able to outrun him.
If he's listening, that sounds like a challenge, you know.
No, but no. Well, I don't know if he's listening today. He's probably sleeping.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, don't tussle with Russell or Randall. Or my mom. Don't tussle with my mom. She is one tough cookie.
All right.
She would have to be.
I'll take you. Yes, she would.
So anyway, so your kids are all good and stuff?
Yeah, everybody's good.
Good.
Yeah, we're doing well. Looking forward to the weekend. And yeah. Looking forward to, like, say, some football and
get back to the regular stuff. But here's the greatest news. If you thought summer leftist, wait for tomorrow.
Yep. Well, yeah, more like Sunday and Monday, but yeah, it'll start tomorrow.
Yeah, the humidity. I just don't like the humidity.
Yeah, that's the worst of it. Yeah, but, so, you know, you think about it, it always happens when the students go back to school.
It always does.
Yeah.
It always does. It's like, oh, they're getting released for heat.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, I wish we got released for heat down in Arkansas. It was hot all the time.
Oh, sure. Not every school is equipped with air conditioning, especially some of the gymnasiums. You go to volleyball in the first few weeks of September sometimes. It can be
not little, looking forward to this coming week, Phil, I
promise
you. A
little steamy, yeah.
But anyway, buddy, I hope everybody gets out and enjoys a festival and corn boil or something. Enjoy your family. It's the last couple weekends of summer. You know, I know it's not, but, you know, Labor Day usually is say, hey, this is it. Let's get back to work. So, which we've been working. I mean, I've been working all summer on a cell phone case.
Yeah, I know. Boy, it's hours well spent.
So anyway, buddy, I hope you have a great day. You and your family. Everybody, be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.